CEO's Conversations. Conversaciones con los CEOs. Un programa dirigido y presentado por Luis Álvarez Satorre.
Un día más estamos en nuestras conversaciones con los CEOs, aquellos líderes de organizaciones, empresas que nos inspiran con sus reflexiones y su forma de ver sus negocios y los equipos a los que dirigen. Hoy tenemos nuestro episodio en inglés. Today we have the luxury of having with us Joanna Dranik-Kisinska, that is the CEO of Bandy Cosmetics. Hi, Joanna.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. We are very happy to have you with us. As you know, in this program, we try to know a little bit more the people that join us to have a relaxed chat. And the first question I always do is, who is Joanna?
I don't know. We should ask maybe my employees. They will describe it much better than I can do this, probably. It's very, good question. And it's a very difficult question. So I don't know. I'm the mother. I think I'm the mother of two amazing daughters I have. So this is who I am. This is the most important part of my life, for sure.
And on top of being a mother of two, you enjoy your job, your leadership of quite an interesting business, but also you started in quite an interesting way, because you've seen your mother running the business for a while in a moment in which it was not easy to create a company, no?
Yes, of course. This is very interesting and very difficult also, because, combining family and business is never easy. So especially for small and medium enterprises, it's always very, very challenging. When you add on top of it the history, because, in Poland, we had a communism for many, many years. And as soon as communism collapsed, my mother decided to be the brave one and to open her own business, because she always dreamed about creating skincare products for women. And in Poland, it was impossible because, neither we had ingredients, knowledge, equipment, economical possibilities. So it was very, very challenging times. But, when the opportunity appeared, my mother decided to fulfill her dream. And she decided that she wanted to create a skincare company. So as a tiny girl, because it's very fun, my mom says, and when the children were already grown up and I was just 4 years old. So according to her, 4 year old child is a grown up. But what do I want to say? I really call my life. I was observing all my life. I was experiencing all my life. I was helping according to my age, of course, running the business.
And to what extent you inherit a degree of responsibility, right? Because when you are in a family business like this, probably you have to look back and say, okay, my job now is to making this a better business, to build on top of what has been created in a number of years. So what is the weight of that responsibility that you feel, and how do you cope with that? How do you manage that?
The interesting thing is when you are young, very young, I was 26 when I took over the company, it's totally different perspective. Of course, I was also always a very responsible person, and I was always cared about others, and I knew what it means. But for example, today, comparing the responsibility I expected and responsibility I have, it's unimaginable. So probably if I knew, I would never decide. So definitely when that's the truth, when you are young, you just see everything in very bright amazing colors. You are very excited. You are really willing to change the world, as you mentioned. So there are so many things that are different when you are 20 years old. But definitely, it's very responsible.
And I'm sure a number of people that are listening to us, they also either start in their companies or they look to you for inspiration on this process. What are the main lessons that you have learned in these years of entering the company, just saying, yeah, I am brave enough, I'm going to make it? Suddenly you start realizing that not everything is as expected as you said. So what are the main lessons, let's say, two or three lessons that you would say, well, if I've known this, I've done this differently, or I did this and it was the right thing to do?
You know, I think I learn every single day. This is not that there's just one huge lesson. Of course, now when I try to think about, you know, most significant lesson, I think pandemic was one of them. I think pandemic was the lesson we could never prepare for. The pandemic was lesson we never were taught. So this is the thing which was really, really challenging and difficult, especially for me, and because I was during the pandemic in US, so far, far away from my business, far away from my employees, from my team, in different time zone, and it was really challenging. If I knew the pandemic happened, I would never go to the United States. So, for example, this is the lesson.
And you mentioned the team. Right. So when you run an organization like the one you do in Bundy Cosmetics, how important is the team and how do you select the team?
Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, this is difficult to even pronounce or put in the words how important team is. And I think everybody agrees that, you know, team is the crucial part of the company, of the world you are creating. So definitely team is the most important factor. How you decide, you know, I think I choose people similar to myself. I choose the people who has the same values. I choose people who are ambitious, who are hard workers, who are, you know, dedicated. And when they decide to do something, they just do it. And they just don't pretend they are doing something. People who have a vision, people who are really, really engaged in whatever they are doing.
And to what extent your purpose is relevant in that set of values? Because I love when I was reading about Bundy Cosmetics that you said that you are empowering women so that they feel more beautiful and that they're unsafe. And it means that they have probably more energy to change the world, in which clearly we need to make a lot still to show the value of diversity. So how do you feel around that purpose of your company?
Yeah, for me, as I said at the beginning, the most important part, I am the mother. And, you know, I think how difficult it is to be a woman who needs to, you know, make sure that the family is happy and safe and make sure that, you know, kids have the right education, and make sure to find a room for develop the company, their idea of running business, their team, make room for a husband and a personal relationship, make a room to yourself. So it's a lot of things which actually are very difficult to fulfill. So you have to, you have to have some help. And that's why for me it's so important, because being honest, it's impossible to have everything. You will never be perfect mother, perfect businesswoman, perfect, you know, I don't know, perfect everybody who you want to be. So this is only looks really nice in newspapers. And I think this is the thing women at the very beginning should know, that compromise is the most common word in my dictionary. And this is the thing I'm looking all the time. And that's why I think women need empowerment. You know, they need help. Maybe help not is not synonymous of the empowerment, but for me, it's a kind of a way to improve their lives, to improve their, you know, journey as a business people. So this is how I see it.
I feel very lucky because I am a member of an association to empower the role of women in management and positions and in boards, right? It's a woman association, but they've realized that the male should be part of the change, right? So it's not just a woman battle as such, right? And I think that, as you said, probably we have to understand better what we do in the world to support people like you who are running a company and are really making diversity something very visible. How do you feel when you see this kind of pictures with all male saying that all the leaders of the industry and say, hey, come on, we are leading companies. We are showing that we can do it. We drive with the same level of energy, professionalism, and great results, companies. How do you feel that we should act?
We should take the power in our hands. That's my suggestion. And, you know, I think you cannot talk about it. You cannot just, you know, only write an articles and, you know, do the movements which are not really efficient, I would say. So in my opinion, just the way you behave, the way you act, this is how you can improve, you know, the world. Because, of course, I'm angry when I hear that kind of statement. That very often, you know, we are just recently after election in Poland, and we could hear so many different point of views from so many different parties. And, you know, on one hand, I really appreciate the freedom of speech, and I really appreciate everybody can say whatever they want to say. But on the other hand, we also should be responsible what we are, you know, saying, because the younger generation is listening. And, you know, the questions I received from my daughters regarding, you know, all the statements that were said during the campaign are very significant and should, you know, make us to spend more time to think before we say something instead of saying it.
Yeah, and in EGECON, that is the name of the organization I belong to, we push EGECON, yeah. And it's very interesting because we push precisely for having this, instead of just the pay gap, we also talk about the say gap, right? So the possibility and the visibility of women in events and in speeches. One final question regarding you and your role on this first slot is you also live challenging moments and fantastic celebration moments. How do you deal with those two, events in your life? The difficult ones, do you go running? Do you just swim? You stay with your daughters? Or what do you do also to celebrate?
Maybe I will disappoint you, but there is nothing so special, you know. There is nothing, you know, like fireworks when we, you know, celebrate or where we are. That I, you know, for me, everything is more or less balanced. So, of course, I am happy. So whenever I succeed, I am very happy. I'm sharing my happiness with my family, for sure, friends. But this is not like, you know, we're throwing a party every time we, you know, succeed in something. From time to time, yes. But there is nothing, so one precise thing I can, you know, just tell you this is the thing that I'm doing to celebrate my biggest achievement. And on the other hand, when I fail, which happens always from time to time, unfortunately, I just try to, you know, learn from my mistakes. I try to, you know, go back. I try to think what I could do better, what I can, you know, develop for the future. So I try always to learn from my mistakes. It's better to learn from someone else's mistakes, but it's not always possible. So from my own, I'm also trying to take the lesson.
No, but Joan, I fully agree that learning from mistakes and failures is an amazing way of creating additional wisdom around the way we run businesses. Well, today we are with Joanna Dranik-Kisinska, is the CEO of Bandy Cosmetics.
Capital Radio, conversaciones con los CEOs.
Continuamos nuestras conversaciones con los CEOs. Today we are enjoying the conversation with Joanna Dranik-Kisinska, who is the CEO of Bandy Cosmetics. Joanna, you were telling us that you like to learn from mistakes, that you have inherited the brand from your mother, and that you have taken this to a totally different new stage. And I'm very interested to understand a little bit more what is Bandy Cosmetics and how do you define your company?
So, you know, for me, it's, as I said at the beginning, family company is very difficult to run because, you know, you never can put a border between the family and the company, especially because my husband is also involved on daily basis with the company. So it's not easy to run that kind of company. So company is a part of my life. So this is not like a job. This is a part of my life. This is my great adventure, which is always aligned with my personal life. So this is what's for me. So for my mother, I can tell you that was like a fifth child because she was, you know, treating the company like her child. I think that I'm a little bit on different levels. So for me, it's a great adventure. It's amazing, but it's not my child. That's maybe the different generation, you know, different way of thinking a little bit. Also, it's very important. It's really amazing part of my life, for sure.
And you mentioned we discussed about the important value or the purpose of this empowering woman by making them feel more beautiful and safe at any age. And I like the at any age concept as well. Bandy started in Poland, but now is growing internationally. Quite recently, you also opened in Spain, that we are very happy with that. And how is running an international company, starting from Poland and then creating this across a number of countries where the cultures are very different?
Very interesting experience, and I love to use the expression in Spanish, poco a poco. It shows, you know, my approach, because I'm the person who really likes to go step by step. So as soon as we started our operation, so we never consider, you know, like applying for, you know, financial external capitals and just invest a lot of money and do a lot of marketing campaign and stuff like that. So for us, it was important to grow organically, go with, you know, slowly, just to understand what is happening and how we can grow organically. So for me, personally, for me, it's very, very important to be aware what is happening and be ready what is going to happen. As you mentioned, we took over the company after my mother, and our dream was to, you know, grow the company and go internationally. And very important for us was also a goal to try our strength, ourselves on the other side of the ocean in the United States. And as soon as the Polish company was ready for us to leave, it happened 2019. We decided that we want to try also build a company overseas. And I can tell you that it's a great opportunity, not only for us as managers, but also for other people, for our team. Because the team who stayed in Poland had a lot of freedom, I would say, with developing their own skills as a managers. So for me and for a company, growing, it's extremely important part of our development.
You have quite a wide portfolio of products and solutions for skincare. What are the ones that you would say that you are most proud of, or the ones that have really been more effective for people that they say, oh, I love this Bandi product because it has completely changed the way I go to bed, or the way I've been transforming my face? Or
so it's difficult to choose one, being honest, because every day, you know, we have different needs, we have different, you know, issues with our skin. So definitely it's difficult to choose my favorite product if you ask for it. But for sure, I'm very proud of, for example, our Manteca Limpiadora, which is amazing product. It's the product I'm just, you know, addicted to. I cannot imagine, you know, removing my makeup without this Manteca, because this is something that was very difficult to develop, because the formula is very challenging. It's a waterless product, so it's very unusual for a cosmetic industry to develop products without the water. So it was very interesting experience, and definitely when we saw the results, it was amazing. And, you know, being also appreciated by the customers, this is the feeling we work for. And when we see that our work, our intuition was right, and we developed the product, which is amazing, that's an amazing feeling.
And one challenge when you keep building and innovating things is how you do combine the research and the launch of new products and so on. So to what extent keep improving or innovating is important for Bandi Cosmetics?
Mm-hmm. So of course we follow. So we always, you know, join all the exhibitions, all the, you know, R&D events. We are really aware what is happening around us, but we are not very rushing into initiating, you know, all the changes, because I'm pretty conservative person, and for me safety is the most important thing. Of course, regarding my company, regarding my products, so first we have to investigate if it's only, like, you know, marketing trend, it's only, you know, or if it's something really changing the industry, changing the way we care about our skin. So for us, we are really following all the novelties, but we are not jumping into them, all of them, in 1 second, as soon as they are announced. So it takes us time to understand, to, you know, to make sure that they are reasonable, safe, and we can implement the technology or, you know, the ingredients into our products. So we love, you know, innovation, but we are pretty skeptic. So we always question.
I think also probably it has to do with how honesty is a very high value for yourself, probably, in the industry. As you said, sometimes marketing, it might be telling stories that are not 100% accurate, and you prefer to stick to your values and to clearly being transparent and very open about what is really great. And I think safety and effectiveness are also two major drivers of your products. But it's also true that you've been able to position yourself not just on a, let's say, people as consumers, but also spas and a number of centers are trusting you a lot, right? So probably, how do you manage that channel that opens up the presence of Bandi around the globe?
Mm-hmm. As you said, so we never promise anything that we are not able to deliver. So whenever we describe our products, it would be very smart, or, you know, I think smart is a good word, to put, you know, promises that we will, you know, turn back the time, or we will erase the wrinkles. But we have never done anything like that. So we were always, you know, just informing or educating our customers what we can deliver. We were just telling them realistic, you know, goals, realistic aims. We were never, you know, promising anything we cannot help them with. So we were always telling, for example, that cosmetic will never cure any disease, for example, you know. So we of course, you know, marketing was pushing us all the time to, you know, be more brave and give more, you know, optimistic information. But I think we were always very realistic, and I consider it as our benefits, as our, you know, strong sides, because during all those years, people really, really appreciated the way we are saying how the product's going to work, how the, our behavior is going to be. So they just trust us. And I think this is the crucial thing which helped us to, you know, maintain all the channels, like a spa channel, you know, B2B channel. So in all these channels, we are all exactly the same. So we are saying, we are just honest. We are just saying how the thing's going to be, how the product's going to work. We are not promising anything we are not able to deliver. So I think the honesty is the answer for your question.
And do you see a significant trend also of men coming into using more and more cosmetics products? And what is your positioning about that?
Yes, that's... We always think about men. We consider them as a very, very important part of our lives. I'm saying about, you know, I'm using we because I'm talking about the team, because mainly in Bambi Cosmetics are working women, but we all, you know, are really, really appreciating also the men supporting us. So what I want to say, we also see the trends. We also can see the marketing analysis, which shows that men are more and more willing to care, really care about their skin. And our response was just launched in Poland. It's a new line for men. It's just four products, so it's very simple, a very small range. But we want to check. We want to check if it's true that men are ready for professional skincare.
Wow, that is good news for us that we use those products. So thank you for doing that. We are having our conversation today with Joanna Dranik-Kisinska, who is the CEO of Bandy Cosmetics.
Conversaciones con los CEOs, un programa dirigido y presentado por Luis Álvarez Satorre.
Continuamos nuestras conversaciones con los CEOs, este momento de inspiración y de reflexión sobre lo que los líderes de compañías y organizaciones hacen, compartiendo hoy con Joanna Dranik-Kisinska, the CEO of Bandy Cosmetics. And with Joanna, we were chatting about the importance of sticking to your values when you develop products. Also, you mentioned at the beginning how a CEO of a company has to deal with a big crisis like a pandemic, and you were in the US. So how is, what is the reaction or how do you deal with a crisis like a pandemic where there are a lot of components about your team, the people, your products, the delivery, and also managing that even from a high distance? Although in that time when we were all confined, it doesn't matter if you're in the US or in Warsaw, right? So how do you think that the CEO is, or what have you learned about these difficult moments?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we already discussed, you know, that's the lesson for. We were never prepared. That's the lesson we never expected. So nobody foreseen that something like pandemic can happen. So definitely it's the most challenging time, which I experienced as a CEO. You know, for us, first of all, we can laugh right now that we were trendsetters of, you know, video calls and meetings, because for us, when we left Poland, it was the daily basis we met with our team online. So this was the environment we already knew and were ready for. But definitely it was not enough to, you know, survive the crisis, the you know, difficult moments we experienced. So definitely there, especially for companies like mine, where people are extremely important, where a team always supports each other and we are for each other. The moment, the most difficult moment, we cannot be with them in the same room in person and just, you know, talk. It was very challenging. It was very challenging because the conversation online is totally different. No matter what we say, how great it is, how efficient it works, it's not the same. So for me, artificial intelligence or, you know, that kind of tools we are using will never replace personal experiences, which are crucial for me, which are crucial in my life and my business. So for me, personally, definitely, pandemic was extremely challenging, as I said. I think I'm repeating myself.
No, I think that you are right, and it was quite shocking for all of us, because it was not the kind of thing that you have like the plan B in a book. So we have to reinvent ourselves in connecting to people that has never had a computer at home and suddenly been able to stay with customers probably. This has also changed also your online business, no? How are you dealing now with all these e-commerce platforms and solutions?
Yeah. It speed up for sure, you know, it speed up. But as I said at the beginning, we already had all the platforms. So we had already had for many years our online store. We had in like, you know, platforms where we are dealing with the consumers. So for us, it was not that we are, you know, rushing and we had to catch up and, you know, prepare everything for yesterday. So in our case, it was really blessing, if I can say that, and that it was blessing, but we were ready, and some kind of, you know, all the tools were already in use. So we were, of course, it helped us a lot with our social media, because people spent more time, people had, you know, were interested what's happening, and they couldn't go outside, they were stuck at home, so they had more time to spend in front of the screens. So on one hand, it was great because the exposure was bigger, but on the other hand, it was awful because people were really depressed and looking for some other solutions. But for our company, it was a very difficult moment, because you can imagine how stressful it can be when your income just stops in 1 second and you have a lot of people waiting for you, a lot of people expecting their salaries on time, expecting, you know, a place to be ready for everything. It's not easy to fulfill, and it was a huge exam for all of us, CEOs and people responsible for others, for to do their job and to check who is qualified and who is not. Because some people, for example, were ready, for example, from technical point of view, but mentally, they had no idea. They were just hopeless. They had no idea how to deal with that kind of issues. So
But it looks like, listening to you, that you were key in that moment with the same values as the company has, in terms of being honest, transparent, but also ensuring that people were looking at you and they could feel or they could feel a degree of confidence on the future and say, okay, with our CEO, even if she has the same troubles as we all have, is driving for the future and supporting us, I think at least we will continue doing our job, right? So I think that the role of CEOs like you has been extremely, extremely important in that phase. One thing that is, to what extent you think that now the world is changing a little bit to more wellness. I think that a lot of people are talking about mindfulness. I think that we are trying probably to enjoy ourselves a little bit more. Do you also have that feeling, which I think it might help your business as well?
When I'm in Spain, I can say that I feel it 100%, because I can see how people here in Spain enjoy. They really appreciate their time, their family, their meals, and they are just really enjoying. You know, in my opinion, you know, I'm not long here, because not even a year, so it's way too soon to, you know, judge the Spanish society. But from my perspective, Spanish people are really doing amazing job, you know, balancing their work and life. Everybody seems so happy, so optimistic, and it's amazing. So I think Spanish people don't need to learn how to, you know, balance. I think they already achieved this amazing stage in their lives. And for example, Polish people for sure can learn from you. Maybe also because we don't have such an amazing sun, which gives us more energy. And maybe because, you know, so we should also learn from you about, you know, how to enjoy our lives.
I think one thing that I like of the things I've been reading about you and Bandy Cosmetics is the fact that you recommend that we make this a habit. Right, so this is not a one-off. So this is part of our daily routines, and this is the way to have a consistency across the improvement of wellness, let's say, by using any kind of, let's say, sustainable practice. Right, so I think that is very, very important. Talking about sustainability, I've seen also that you've been taking care of your products in a way that. They are, let's say, using all the processes and methodologies that are protecting animals, that are cruelty-free. To what extent the sustainability is important for Bandy Cosmetics?
Yeah, and you know, for us, it's not started when European Union started to talk about it. It's not for us. It was from the very, very beginning. So sustainability, it's not a trend for us. It's a philosophy. We actually implemented, from my mother implemented, you know, from very beginning. Nowadays, we would say that she was reasonable with using all the, you know, ingredients, resources, energy. So she was just, you know, we would say that she was reasonable. But nowadays, that's the way, you know, so many people are showing us the company should be run. This is the way we just should think what we are using, why we are using, how we can make the world a better place for our kids or our children. So for me, sustainability is just, as I said, being reasonable. So just make sure that everything you are using has its own purpose and it's really needed. And industry, it's always going to be industry. So we have to remember also about it. But we can do a lot of things which will make the industry, you know, is going to have less impact for our environment. There are so many, you know, technologies, so many advices we can put into our strategy and make sure that we actually are doing what we can, doing our best. To make sure that the impact for environment is the smallest it can be.
And talking about the impact, as you know, I am the president of Neoris now for EMEA, and in that role in our company in Neoris, we pursue the use of artificial intelligence. That we like to call it augmented intelligence, right? Because I think this can help human beings to perform better and so on. And I could imagine the use of AI in your business, like having a trusted advisor for people who would like to have different treatments and so on. And they have someone to talk who is an expert that is has been built out of the knowledge of years of your company. How do you see artificial intelligence helping us to have a better life rather than being a threat for the society that sometimes people look at that?
Okay. So I really like sorry, I really like the expression you use, the word help, because this is how I see artificial intelligence. So for me, it's never a threat. It never seemed to be a threat. Of course, people can prepare very dramatic scenarios showing, you know, how we're going to be replaced. I don't see it this way. I never thought, because from my experience, you know, we use technology, we use AI for many years now, and definitely it will never replace human being, in my opinion. So there always will be room for us to do whatever we need to do. So it's complement, not replacement for me. So this is that's why I really appreciate the word you use, that this is a great tool which can help us to be more efficient, to run the companies the better way. But definitely, this is not something which can replace us.
Well, Joanna, it has been amazing. What a conversation! I've been taking some notes on our chat, and just starting from the beginning when you shared with us that you are this kind of second generation leading after your mother, let's say, creation of the company and trying to take it to the next level. Defining a company with a purpose, empowering women by making them feel more beautiful and safe at any age, I think is amazing to run a company creating a purpose, not just a business. I love also when you said that for you it's very important that when you hire people is because of the same values and having that feeling and ambition as well as part of that. You mentioned the compromise when talking about the leadership of women in that world, compromise between family, home, business, running a company with the same level of passion and interest as your, let's say, regular life. I always say that we only have one life, so it's better to live it with a level of intensity. I'm sure a number of people has listened as well to learn from mistakes. As a good tip for everybody. For us in Spanish, the poco a poco that you mentioned, step by step, coming from a CEO, from a successful leadership as you are, probably is also something to take note. Sometimes we want to do everything at once, and probably step by step is a good strategy. And then you mentioned how relevant is also for a company not only being having safe products that are honest and you stick to the promises that you made to your customers. I think that is a very, very powerful message. And finally, linking this to the improvement of the world, both in the wellness side, but also keeping this sustainability as a core asset, as a core strategy of your business. So thank you very much for being with us today. I think it has been quite good fun having you, Joanna Dranik-Kisinska, the CEO of Bandy Cosmetics, with us. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And with this, we finish our CEO conversations today.